Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever time you're watching this broadcast. As you can see, the title, My God, Who Are You Fighting? I had a refresher this morning on God asking me, who am I fighting? Do I know who my enemy is? And do I know what I'm doing? Every season that I go in, you know, there's different oppositions that I have to fight. The enemy comes with different things, and I have to realize who my enemy is. And yesterday, I was just going off. I ain't lying. I was going off. I'm mad at the devil. I hate the devil. And my saying to myself in these past, you know, month or so is it's going to be God. It's going to be God. I don't have a plan B. And so I don't have a plan to compromise. I don't have a plan to, you know, just sugarcoat it or whatever. I don't even have the time for it. And so I just hate the devil. But God was, this morning was like, you know, who, I'm like, my God, who am I fighting? You know what I'm saying? I'm not fighting against my family. I'm not fighting against my wife. I'm not fighting against other people. It's just not that. You know what I'm saying? It's the enemy that is trying to distract people. He is trying to use people to frustrate the saints. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. You know, it's a place where we just got to get some deliverance, man. When we dealing with stuff and this stuff just keeps coming up, the enemy is using that. He's using your hurt. He's using your being offended. He's using your rejection. He's using your abandonment. He's using your past. He only going to use what he know to use. So he keeps using that stuff. And that stuff been working because it attacks your character. It attacks your will. It attacks your emotions. It attacks your feelings. And then if you're not been delivered from your emotions and your feelings, then you're on a roller coaster. You're on a merry-go-round. And that stuff just goes round and round and round, and it comes back every single time, and he uses it, and he sits there and laughs and calls your situation to look crazy. He causes you to speak out and say something wrong. He causes you to word curse yourself. He causes you to think wrong, think negative, think the worst. He doesn't, you know, he feel like you're a defeated foe, but you're fighting against the wrong thing, man. I was like, because there's levels to this stuff. There's levels. Don't think because you fought one battle one way that because you won that battle that there's not more battles to come. You know, it's like it says in Ephesians 6 and 12, it says, for we are not wrestling with flesh and blood. Wrestling, you mean that's body to body contact. You know what I'm saying? You're not fighting against flesh and blood. But you're fighting against powers and ruling spirits of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. This is levels to this stuff, man. This ain't just, oh, I won that battle, I'm good. Man, please. That's why we have to put on our armor every single day. That's why we have to put it on. Why? Because we're in a battle every single day. And if we don't see who our opponent is, we get caught up in a fleshly fight. We get caught up in our emotions and our feelings because somebody offended us, because somebody disrespected us, because somebody did something to us. Listen, I've been there, understand that, and I stayed in that place for a very long time. So that's why I can talk about it, because I've been delivered from that place. But listen, ain't nothing you can say that's going to offend me, that's going to make me mad. Only thing that's going to make me mad is you talk about my God or you touch my family. Now we got a whole nother problem. But God says he fight those battles for me. Revenge is mine, said the Lord. He fights my battles. Why am I fighting anybody else? I already know what the world is going to do. So why am I wasting my time trying to fight them? I'm trying to win their soul. So when you get caught in your battle, you battling your spouse, you going at your spouse, you doing all of these things. Hello, it's not flesh and blood here. It's not flesh and blood. I'm just telling you, it's these powers, it's spirit, it's ruling spirits, it's these spiritual wickedness in high places that is causing this issue. It's causing this issue. So I'm like, okay, God, I get you. It's always some levels. And so the enemy, because God has level to level and glory to glory, the enemy has us in this place where, you know, you got these levels of wickedness that is happening. These powers that are operating on a low level. And then you got these ruling spirits that rule over those spirits. And then you got spiritual wickedness in high places that's a ruling over those. Come on, y'all. This is a spiritual fight, yo. This is not a fleshly thing. And when we get caught, this is how we get caught. Because we get caught in our emotions. We get caught in our feelings. I'm like, listen, let's get delivered from that right now. Come on, let's not fight that. Let's not fight against our spouse. Let's not fight against our loved ones. Let's not fight against our parents. Let's not fight. Listen, man, the enemy is always trying to destroy. He's always trying to drive a wedge in between relationships. He's always trying to do that. So we got to understand the type of fight that we fighting. And I'm so, listen, I hate the enemy. I hate how he tries to make families dysfunctional. I hate how he comes against the communication of marriages, of husbands and wives, even the communication between parents and children. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Anytime he can drive a wedge in between and you can't communicate, how can two walk together unless they agree? How's your family going to walk together unless they're agreeing? How are you and your spouse going to walk together unless you're agreeing? You know why? He don't want you to agree because he know there's power in agreement. One sends 1,000, two sends 10,000. Now we wiping stuff out. He knows that. That's why he tries to drive a wedge in between us. No, not today. Put your armor on. Wake up this morning. Put your armor on. Don't walk out of the house without your armor. Expect the enemy to come. Listen, you can't take yesterday's cares into the day because the day the enemy going to come with something new. He's going to come with another strategy. He's going to come with another trick. He's going to come with another snare. He's going to come with another pitfall. I'm trying to tell you. Yes, you may fall. Get up. Stop laying down in a pity party. Oh, my God. Man, get up. Stop calling God's name like that. God don't want to hear you crying like a little baby. I mean, come on, huh? He's given you everything you need to fight this enemy. He's even told you that you have victory. You are overcomer of every circumstances. He understands you might fall, but he wants you to know that you are overcomer. He wants you to know that this battle you're trying to fight, I've equipped you for it. I've sent my son to give you access to everything that you need. I've given you access to what to being, to stomping him. I've given you access. Come on. Let's stop acting like we don't know how to fight the enemy. You good at fighting a spouse. You good at fighting someone fleshly. We good at that. We good at using our words to curse somebody. We good at cursing ourselves. But do we curse the enemy? Do we go at the enemy? Do we let him know who we are? Do we let him know that we are victorious? Do we let him know that we're kingdom children? Do we let him know? Man, it's time to wake up. Stop walking around with your eyes wide open and you can't see nothing. You can't see what the enemy is doing. You can't see the enemy using your spouse. You can't see the enemy using somebody at work. You can't see how the enemy is trying to distract you, trying to mess up your day. Why? Because God says, this is the day that the Lord has made. The word says that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Why you think he's trying to distract you and make you mad early in the morning? How many of y'all done ever walked out of your house mad? your spouse done said something, or you done said something, your children done said something, and you done got mad walking out the house and get into your car, and now you driving down the road mad. Man, come on. I done did that so many times. I done been mad all day, all week, all month, all year. Over something that I ain't never go back and repent for, or something that I ain't never go back and say, God, forgive me. God help me. God help my heart. God help me to understand. I ain't go back and ask that stuff, because I just wanted to stay mad. I wanted to stay that way. And the enemy was like, yeah, I got him. The longer he stay in it, the longer I can make it fester. Every time I make him think about it, he go to bubbling. Every time he thinks about it, he gets further and further away from looking like God. Every time he thinks about it, he gets further and further away from his family. Every time I get him to think about it, I'm hardening his heart. You better catch what I'm saying. That's why the Bible says, don't go to bed angry. Don't go to bed angry. Why? Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Huh? Why you think the Bible telling you that? Because when you fall asleep and you fall asleep mad, you're going to wake up mad. You're going to wake up with that same feeling. You're going to wake up with that same anger. And then it goes into your day. I'm just saying. Who are you fighting? Who are you fighting, Gerald? Do you know? Do you know you have victory? Do you know that you're an overcomer? Do you know this? Because if you do know this, then why are you not walking like this? So I'm just telling y'all, I'm thanking God for transforming me. I'm thanking God for these messages. I'm thanking God for dropping this into my spirit. I'm thanking God that he's trying to purge me and cleanse me, that he's trying to prune some of these things that I just overlook, these things that I don't really pay attention to, these things that have just been, they done got so deep inside of me that they part of my character and personality. I'm asking God to deliver all, deliver my character, deliver my personality, that everything that I do, everything that I say, everything that I live is like him. None of me and all of him. I'm not trying to be the old person. I said the old person done died, and behold, all things are becoming new. I'm a new creature in Christ. The greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. So I'm just letting the devil know. Day two of letting this devil know. I'm up, I'm ready, and it's on. I know who I'm fighting. I'm not fighting against flesh and blood. So anybody that coming at me or saying crazy stuff, man, listen, bro, that don't bother me, man. Listen, that don't bother me. I know how to renounce word curses. So anything you saying to me and saying something, listen, man, come on, bro. I got the blood of Jesus around me. You know what I'm saying? I speak a hedge of protection around my family. I speak a bloodline perimeter. So all of those word curses that people try to say or people try to do, man, that crap don't work. Listen, bro, you don't understand who you dealing with. I'm not your average Joe, devil. I don't play like that. You had me. You should have got me when you had me. But now you don't have me. Oh, I'm fit to set some people free. Oh, I'm about to help some people come through. What? Jesus! Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Jesus! Y'all better know the name of Jesus. Y'all better know what Jesus has done for you. You better know what Jesus has accomplished for you. You better know why he got on that cross for you. You better know why he was raised from the dead. You better know that. Because if you said that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you accepted him into your heart that you may live right, that you may live righteous, you better check yourself and see what you fighting. Stop fighting against your spouse. Stop fighting against the natural. Stop fighting against the flesh. Let that junk go. Somebody just said, you don't know how long I've been doing. Keep fighting. Don't quit. What you gonna quit for? You gonna quit in the middle of the process? Man, listen. Man, me and my wife went through this thing for a decade plus. Sorry, but not sorry. No, I'm not. No. Nope. Listen, we had to go through it. Now, hey, it is what it is. Sometimes it's about you getting closer to God. What you fighting? Are you fighting your emotions? You're fighting your feelings? You're fighting the time. Yeah, the time. God, how long? Why do I gotta do this? You're fighting it. The enemy got you focused on the time, but you ain't spending that time pressing into God, being closer to God, being in his image and likeness, walking in his authority, walking in his power. Because when you start walking into that, you can call those things that be not as though they were. You find a supernatural strength that when you are weak, he is strong. He places a super on your natural that when he gives you the strength that you need to walk out your day every single day. I'm always asking God, Lord, put your super on my natural today. Listen, I already know the enemy hates me. I done came out a whole lot. I know he hate me, and I hate him just as much as he hates me. I'm after him just as much as he's after me. I'm at him. I don't care nothing about him. I don't care nothing about what he does. I don't care nothing about who he rolls with. I don't care nothing about none of that. I'm in this to win. I'm in this to put these feet. I'm going to put these hands on him today. You heard me? I'm putting these hands on him today. I'm going to need you to learn how to fight. I'm going to need you to know who you're fighting. I'm going to need you to get your ammunition. I'm going to need you to know how to pray harder. I'm going to need you to know how to declare harder. I'm going to need you to know how to fast. I'm going to need you to know how to stand. In the midst of your standing, what are you doing? I be hearing people tell me, oh, I'm standing for you. I'm at. In the midst of your standing, what's going on? What's going on? Are you being transformed into his image and likeness? Do you look like Christ? Because I'm telling you, the closer you get to Christ, the closer you start looking like Christ, that's when things start happening. That's when things start opening up. That's when phone calls start happening. That's when visitations start happening. That's when you start getting these things. But if you ain't ready, if you ain't healed, and if you ain't whole, you're going to mess that thing up. And then once again, you'll be fighting against flesh and blood. You're going to be fighting against your emotions. You're going to be fighting against your flesh. You're going to fight. But God said, man, listen, vengeance is mine. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. Here's a good one. This is the one that really got me. Exodus 14 and 14 says, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. So when somebody coming at you, I don't care if it's your spouse, you shall hold your peace. That means keep your mouth quiet. Don't say what you want to say. Stop even thinking what you want to say. If it ain't going to be edifying, don't say it. And he remain at rest. Listen, y'all. Some of we get in trouble. We get into this place and our mouth gets us in trouble. Hold your peace. Hold your peace. You shall hold your peace and remain at rest. So you're not bothered by what the enemy, because you already expect the enemy to come at you. We already expect that, right? We expect that. That's his job. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We already know that. Our job is to what? Put our armor on. When they come at us, somebody on your job, that one person on your job that's, y'all know, that one person that gets on your last nerve. But how about this? You done actually said, man, girl, you getting on my last nerve. No, she's not getting on your last nerve because you got more nerves. Don't word curse yourself talking about your on your last nerve. Don't do yourself like that. Keep your peace. Go off in your tongues. What? Come on. Go off in tongues. Huh? I bet you they walk away. I bet you they walk away. Huh? Listen, I don't know what I need. At that very moment, I don't know what I needed to say. Because I don't want to say something that's going to go against what I want to say. You see what I'm saying? So I'm gonna go ahead and pray. I'm gonna go ahead and pray in tongues. I don't want to pray in English. I don't want to because my flesh might come up. My emotions might come up. My feelings might come up. So I'm gonna go on into the spirit. I'm gonna go on into my heavenly language. I'm gonna go ahead and go into tongues. And I might not have to speak it out loud. I can be quiet. I don't know what to pray. But I just go off in, I go off into tongues. I go off into my heavenly language. And I know one thing. Every time I do, I find myself off in peace. Whatever that person's saying, it now it's like wah, 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 wah. It don't even make no sense to me. I don't even really hear it. I don't hear it. So you can't, I'm not easily bothered anymore. I'm not easily bothered. You better find your weapons. You better know your ammunition. You better know the things that you need to do. Walk away. Walk away. Sometimes they like to follow you. And while you walking away, you hear karaba sando romo shaka. Yaraba kasando romo shikiri araba sanda. Oh koroba, Lord, you said you're gonna fight my battles. And so this right here, I'm gonna listen, Lord, listen. I'm gonna hold on to Exodus 14 and 14. You said that you that the Lord will fight for me. And I'm gonna hold my peace and I'm gonna be at rest. So Lord, I'm at peace right now. Mm-hmm. They over there talking, but I'm at peace. I'm at rest. That don't even bother me. You just wasting precious breath by saying stuff like that to me, because that don't faze me. That don't bother me. Do you know I got on my whole armor? Do you know I got a hedge of protection set around me that no weapon formed against that me would be able to prosper? Do you know that? No, they don't know that. They don't know that. They just silly enough to think that they gonna get to you. You know why? Because they've been getting to you. They know how to rattle you. They know how to frustrate you. They know how to get at you. They know how to make you mad. They know how to get you in wrath or anger. They know how to do that. The enemy is giving them the information and just using them. But you got to know better. When you know better, you do better. To whom much is given, much is required. So you require to keep your mouth closed. You're required to keep your mouth closed. You shall hold your peace and remain at rest. Remain at rest. Hold your peace and remain at rest. Don't open your mouth on that dumb junk. Don't even listen. Don't even give words to it. Be like, I bless you. If you're going to say something, bless them. Pray for them. Pray for them that despitefully use you. Pray for them. You heard what I'm saying? Listen. Pray for them. Because God is getting ready to do something in you. This whole process for us, listen, the whole process for us is for us to get closer. Each and every individual get closer to God. This is the problem. We spend more time trying to tell God about our spouse. And then instead of asking God, what is it that you need me to do? Because this day, I don't want to fight against flesh and blood. That's not what you call for me to do, God. You've called for me to fight against this spiritual wickedness in high places. You've called for me to fight against these powers and these ruling spirits. I ain't got time to be dealing with all of that other stuff. I'm just saying. So time out for fighting your spouse. Time out for fighting at your job. Time out for fighting unnecessary fights when you shouldn't even be fighting them. You just wasting time, you wasting energy, you wasting breath, you wasting precious time. Stop doing it. Know who you're fighting. Stop asking God and you already know who you're fighting. Put your armor on every day. Expect the enemy gonna come, and when you want him to come, why? Because you want to use, you want to see what weapons you're gonna use today. Oh, you're teaching my hands to fight and my fingers to war. You hear what I'm saying? What I'm trying to slice and dice him. Come on up, come on, holler at me today. Come at me today, huh? I ain't scared of you. You already beat you up. I beat you up yesterday, so that means you want to come back today. Okay. The devil don't come. He'll send somebody else. He'll send one of those little peons. You know what I'm saying? One of those little power. Come on. Yeah, I'm out. Let me hit him with a generational curse. Man, I've been delivered from now, homeboy. Try something else. Try something else. Every day I'm getting more power. Every day I'm getting more strength. Every day I'm getting more wisdom. Every day I'm getting a better understanding of how to use my weapons. I'm getting a better understanding of how to fight differently. I'm having a better understanding of my tongues. I'm having a better understanding of my declarations. I've got a better understanding. My vocabulary changing when I start decreeing and declaring a thing. My vocabulary has changed to a place where I ain't playing with you. This ain't no patty cake. This ain't no, you know, tiptoe to the roses. This ain't that, bro. I'm coming at you, devil, and I'm coming at you with everything I got. I'm coming at you with an arsenal. I'm coming at you with pure hatred towards you because you try to destroy families. You try to destroy marriages. You try to destroy people's lives. I'm coming at you, bro. I'm coming to demolish you. I'm coming to stomp you. I'm coming for a fight. I hope you ready to fight. I hope you got your hands up. I hope you got your group because I'm coming. I'm coming, and I ain't coming lightly. I'm coming. Listen, I got 1,000. With my wife, I got 10,000. I got 10,000 angels ready to go. I decree and declare that angels are descending and ascending according to thy words. I speak right now. Let's go, angels. Come on down. Let's go. Let's go. All my warring angels. Let's go. Let's go to war. Huh? You bet. I want the enemy to open his eyes and start seeing all the angels camped around him. The angels that are surrounding him. Man, y'all better act like you know. I ain't never by myself. I got angels that are assigned to me. I ain't by myself. So I'm not gonna open up a breach by opening up my mouth and say something wrong and put something out there that the enemy has a foothold or a gate in, man. Come on, man. Close up these gaps. Close up these breaches. Keep your mouth closed. Keep your mouth closed. Your mouth is getting you in trouble. Somebody's mouth has been getting them in trouble. They done got into their feelings. They done got into their emotions. They done been offended or they done been the battle of your emotions and your feelings done got the best of you. So now you just done opened your mouth and said something really crazy. Really detrimental to what God is trying to do. So if that's being you, just repent. Repent. Cancel those word curses. And let's fight differently. Let's fight the enemy. Man, I pray that y'all are with me on this. Man, fight for your family. Fight for your marriage. Fight the enemy. Stop fighting your spouse. Stop fighting your children. Stop fighting on your job. Stop fighting. God has a plan for you. Lord, I just thank you. For the new fight. Oh, I thank you, Father God, for the new fight. I thank you for the new fire that has been set up in us right now. Father God, we understand who we're fighting. We understand that the enemy is the one that we want to destroy. I want to destroy the enemy. I want to destroy his camp. I want to destroy his kingdom. I want to tear it down. I want every life. I want every being that is walking on this earth to feel the presence of the Lord. I want every soul that is walking on this earth to know who Jesus is, to understand who Jesus, to accept Jesus in their life. I want every man to be in his rightful place. I don't want a man to be bamboozled. I don't want a man to lose his identity. I don't want a man to lose his destiny and purpose and drop off into hell. I don't want that. I'm fighting for that. That's why he brought me out. So I'm not finna sit on the bench. I'm not finna sit in the stands. I'm in the game. I'm trying to win this thing. And I need a whole bunch of other people that's willing to fight the good fight of faith, willing to get in there. I mean, roll your sleeves up and let's get at the enemy. Stop getting at your spouse. Let's get at the enemy. He the one we need to be fighting. He the one that's trying to destroy us. He the one that's trying to bamboozle us. He's trying to bewitch us. He's trying to trick us. He's trying to trap us. He's trying to destroy us. He's trying to steal from us. Why we ain't fighting right? Man, come on, man. I'm mad now. I'm mad. I'm so mad at the devil, man. I'm trying to tell you, I want a power driver. I think about the wrestling. He said, we're not wrestling. We're not wrestling. I don't have to do combat. I don't have to do none of that. I don't have to touch you. No, I ain't doing all of that. That ain't my game. What I can do is summon my angels. What I can do is pray. What I can do is declare. You know why? Because I got access. You know why? I have the authority that I can actually say this. I can actually walk this out. I done came out a whole lot of stuff, y'all. Like a whole lot of stuff. And do you think that because I came out, that stuff don't try to attack me? Huh? Some stuff attacks me every day. But I wake up with a whole nother mindset. I put on my armor. I'm not walking out of the house not geared up. If I put my natural clothes on, I put on my spiritual clothes too. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. Oh, I'm operating in something different. I'm operating in my spiritual anointing. I'm operating my spiritual authority. God says he's given me the ability, to overcome, the ability to destroy the enemy. I'm gonna access it and I'm gonna use it. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you using it? Are you using it? You get access. God is giving you the keys. When Jesus died on the cross and was raised from the dead, he went to hell and got the keys, y'all. The keys. And he gave the keys to you. When you accepted Jesus Christ into your life and into your heart, and you believed it and you confessed with your mouth, you got the keys. What you doing with your keys? What are you doing with your keys? I'm just saying. I had my keys. I threw my keys in the yard. I threw my keys out the window. I was so confused. I was so bamboozled. I was so demonically depressed. I was so demonically bound. I didn't even know what I was doing. I didn't even know. But I'm praying that your spiritual eyes are open, that you will see what you're doing. That you will see the hope of your calling. That you will understand who you are and who God has called for you to be. Because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood no more, y'all. Today, y'all need to be walking around. Jesus. Jesus, you died for me. Jesus, you've given me the access. Jesus, you love me. Jesus, your blood has set me free. All of the stuff that Jesus did, it gives you the ability to stand steadfast and unmovable. The enemy can't touch you. It says this. Weapons may form, but they will not prosper. Why are they prospering? Is there a gap? Is there a hedge broken? Is there an open door, open gate, open window? I'm just saying. Let's check. Make sure you check, okay? Listen, y'all share this with somebody, man. It's a little different than what I've been doing, but God is changing me. Literally, God is changing. He's truly giving me the ability to have a perfect hatred toward sin, the perfect hatred toward the enemy. Do I get it right all the time? No. But this is why I get to talk to myself. You just happen to be listening to me talking to myself. This is my therapeutic place. God says, I want you to get on the social media and discuss the things that I tell you to discuss. Cause y'all might think that I'm talking to you or I'm just ranting to you, but hello, I can't see you. I'm talking to myself. I'm ministering to myself. There's times when I don't use my weapons. There's times when I've slipped. There's times when I woke up and didn't walk out this house without my armor. And then I have to hold up, time out. Stop, get in my car. I'm like, oh Lord, I got to put my armor on. And I start putting my armor on. There's times when I allow somebody to get at me. You know what I'm saying? When I'm not thinking fast enough, when I'm not quick on my draw. But now every day I try to get better. Every day, day by day, situation by situation, I try my best to get better. I just want to get better. I'm not trying to be bitter, but I want to be better. I'm not going to let my past make me bitter. I'm not going to let my past hold me back. I'm not going to let my past stop me. God says I'm a new creature in him. So I'm operating in the new. My mindset, it's renew my mind daily. Yeah, I'm renewing my mind. As I'm talking to you and I'm talking to myself, my mind is being renewed. What I'm doing is I'm encouraging myself. What I'm doing is my spirit, man, is hearing what I'm saying and is being encouraged that when I step out, it's on and popping. The devil, you in trouble because Gerald is up and he's ready, and I'm trying to win souls. So if I go into a Walmart, I'm trying to win a soul. If I go into the gas station, I'm trying to win a soul. If I go wherever I need to go, I'm trying to win a soul. That's my job. That's my motto. That's what I'm doing. It's gonna be God or it's gonna be God. I don't have a plan B. I don't have another option. I don't have any of that. This is what I do. This is who I am. And this is who I'm gonna be. So stop fighting flesh. Stop fighting the spouse. Stop fighting the person on your job. Stop fighting them. Fight against the enemy. Know what the enemy is using. And let's fight that. Let's win. Stop losing. We got it? Sure you do. Sure you do. Yes, you used to use your words to cause you to respond and act inappropriately, but God is getting ready to turn that around. God is getting ready to use your meekness, to use your humility, to use it to win souls, to win your spouse, to win your win your boss on your job, to win that person that is constantly coming at you on your job. Listen, get ready. Get ready. The problem is you should always be ready. You shouldn't be getting ready. You should just be ready. Get into the place where I'm always ready. I'm always ready for what the enemy gonna do. I'm always ready for how the enemy trying to come at me. You're ready. All right? I love all y'all, man. Like, for real. Thank y'all for joining me on these morning. I love it. I really do. When I tell you it's therapeutic to me, this is therapeutic to me. This is what helps my deliverance. This is what helps me get closer to God. This is what helps me to transform. And you just happen to go on the ride with me. You just happen to be going on the ride with me, watching me transform, watching me shift into different places, into different seasons. And this is this. And I'm like, God, why do I have to constantly get up? He said, that's not for you to worry about. You do what I ask you to do. Are you going to be the obedient servant or are you going to be the disobedient servant? Oh, no, I did the disobedience. No, sir, I'm not a rebel. I'm not rebellious. I'm not stubbornness. I'm not prideful. I'm not entitled. I don't cancel that stuff. I don't got delivered from that stuff. So I ain't trying to give that any opportunity to roll over into my life again. So I'm listening. I'm just, hey, it's going to be God or it's going to be God. I don't have a plan B. So I'm praying that your plan Bs are being nullified. You canceling them. You getting rid of them. You just going to do what God says do. And you're going to be who God says he wants you to be. And you're going to stand like God wants you to stand. And he said the Lord, in Exodus 14 and 14, says, the Lord will fight for you and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. I declare that you hold your peace and you remain at rest. Hold your peace and remain at rest. Some of y'all need to be eating that scripture. Because your mouth has been getting you in trouble. Your mouth has been getting you in trouble. And some of us thinking has been getting us in trouble. That's what I got a problem. I got a problem with thinking. I might not say something, but I can think a whole lot of stuff. And God says, the word says, as a man thinketh, so is he in his heart. That's, I got to catch that. Hey. Because my mind is way the pornography stuff works. So if I can give my thinking to something simple and something that's detrimental to my mind and to my thinking. I'm saying I can't do that. I can't do that. So I got to understand that's one of the enemy's track. That's what I got to fight. That's one of his, one of the things that, that I got delivered from, but he's trying to use something else to open a door for that, for me to allow that to come in my thinking, because it's ultimately trying to get into my heart. So I got to have my helmet on. You hear what I'm saying? I got to have my helmet on. And then I tell myself, I got the mind of Christ. That's me. That's how I fight. So I enjoy being transparent. Do I struggle? Yeah, I struggle. Do I have to fight? Yeah. But I tell you what, thing, I don't struggle like I used to. No. I struggle now on things, you know, making, you know, a fear. You know what I'm saying? Anxiety, because God keeps showing me all these huge things and my mind is trying to figure out how to do it. And God said, they ain't asked you to figure it out. I'm just showing you. You're my visionary. And so I've given your wife the ability to put the dots together to make sure. That's why I give you part of it and I give her the other part of it. And so y'all put it together. So yeah, that's me. Okay. That's just me. That's where we going. That's what we're doing. And so I'm good. I pray that you're good. I pray that this day you are blessed. I pray that this message bless you. I pray that it encourages you. I pray that it stretches you. I pray that it puts you into a place where you can grow spiritually, mature. I'm telling you. You get it? Listen, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm excited to see and to hear the testimonies of people just like, I'm with you. I got this fight. I'm fighting with you. I done put my gloves on. I done tied my shoes up. Some of y'all took your earrings off. You done put the Vaseline on. It's go. It's a go from here. Listen, hey, it's all gas, no brakes. Let's go. We ain't got time to turn around. We ain't got time to be looking to the right, looking to the left. We got to look at what's in front of us, and we got to deal with it. All right? Listen, I got to go. But know who you're fighting, all right? Y'all got this? Y'all winners. Y'all are overcomers. Y'all are blessed and highly favored. You are God's chosen ones. He sent his son to pay the price for our sins. So everything that you did yesterday, man, God don't even remember it. Just repent from that and let's move on. Let's move on. We all done this. Let's move on. Stop holding yourself. Stop falling into condemnation. Woe is me. Victim. Let that go. Move on. All right? Hey, y'all have a wonderful day. And y'all be blessed and be highly favored. Let's go win some souls today. Go win a soul. Win that person on your job that's, you know, being that person. Take them out. You know what I'm saying? Do something like, what's the boy's name? Canton Jones. Do something good for your haters today. Bless them. He says, pray for them that despitefully use you. Pray for them. Ask them, can you pray for them? You never know. Have a blessed day, y'all.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.